USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first Democratic presidential debate kicking off in Miami tonight. It's a two-night affair. 10 of the Democratic hopefuls will debate tonight. The other 10 will be on the stage tomorrow. Both debates will begin at 9 p.m. Eastern and be shown on NBC networks. President Trump says he'll be watching tonight while he's flying to Japan for the G20 summit.
Actually be in a plane. It just seems very boring, but I'm going to watch it because I have to. That's part of my life.
But in that live phone interview heard on the Fox Business Network this morning, the president added,
"Do I want to watch it? Do I want to watch these people? That's a very unexciting group of people."
The U.S. is reportedly talking behind the scenes with North Korea about a possible third summit. The South Korean president saying today there's no reason to talk of a stalemate between the two nations, saying the two sides have been engaged in dialogue in regard to a third meeting. And this is USA Radio News.
Between the unbeatable performance and lower operating costs, electric cars are going places like never before. In fact, a survey by Drive Change Drive Electric tells us that 8 out of 10 Northeasterners agree electric is the future of automobiles. Travel expert Zach Houghton.
The vast majority of Northeast drivers, about 3 in 4, believe it's important to move towards electric cars, and 88% also want to reduce their vehicle emissions. So while drivers are interested in these cars, the problem is that most of them don't understand how and where to charge or even realize that charging stations are available to them.
Houghton told us a new campaign called Destination Electric hopes to change all that by celebrating businesses that support driving electric in communities across the Northeast.
Destination Electric businesses all have a storefront detail to alert visitors that charging is nearby. So far, over 100 local businesses have joined Destination Electric to demonstrate their support for electric cars and to let their customers know that they could be charging while they visit.
Visit Drive Electric US to learn more.
The National Rifle Association is shutting down its TV network, and it's cut ties with its principal spokesperson, Dana Lash. A report in the New York Times saying that NRA-TV may still continue to broadcast old content, but is ending its live productions. The NRA is also reportedly cutting ties with advertising company Ackerman McQueen, which had operated NRA-TV and employed Dana Lash. President Trump praising his next press secretary, talking with reporters yesterday, noting that Stephanie Grisham has been with his team from the start.
Over the last couple of years, she's worked for the First Lady, done a fantastic job. The First Lady loves her. I think she's been, just incredible. She's very talented.
Grisham is set to replace outgoing press chief Sarah Sanders, who announced she was stepping down from the post recently. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
The U.S. State Department says there's international condemnation against the government in Caracas that continues to spend millions of dollars on that country's military to keep dictator Nicolas Maduro in power, sending nothing towards humanitarian aid. John Clemens has more on the story.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. Meanwhile, President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship is heading into the Caribbean and South America and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents, while Russia is sending its warship, the Gorshkov, and more military technicians.
Donations to religious organizations are down. The Giving USA Foundation's annual report on philanthropy, finding religious donations dropping by nearly $2 billion last year. That was the first full year of the Federal Tax Cuts and Job Act of 2017. The law doubled the standard deductions for families, and that means many filers no longer need to itemize charitable donations. However, Giving USA Foundation's chair told the Christian Post other factors like a split in denominations and trouble within the Catholic Church were also likely factors. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.